the Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Iqbal Sikrani. In the name of God, most kind, most merciful. Friends, I bring to you greetings of peace from everywhere, not just in the UK, but the message of support that is pouring in from different parts of the world, supporting the solidarity for working towards peace and justice. 1 year ago, we marched together on the same streets for the same cause, to stop the war. We warned our government that the invasion of Iraq would lead to a colonial occupation. They refused to take our advice. Today, they are in a fix. The truth is, whenever and wherever it takes place, occupation leads to resistance. And tragically and sadly, resistance leads to loss of human life, many of the times innocent civilian lives. Iraq and Palestine are no exceptions. It seems the new colonial project in Iraq is beginning to bear fruits. They are bigger fruits. During the last 12 years, in spite of the sanctions, oil in Iraq was cheaper than water. Its people paid 5 cents a gallon. Today they pay $1.50 per gallon of oil when they could find it. Today in Basra, which is occupied by British Army, they have to line up for hours to find the fuel. Is this liberation? Certainly not, my friends. These are the tale times, the signs of improvement we are told. And the same goes for Palestine. Its people have lost more land and continue to lose more and more land after signing every agreement with Israel. Where does this lead to? This seems to be the intention of the powers to be to annihilate the occupation, the population of Palestinians. But history has proved that that can never take place. Today, Israel has destroyed more than 4 million square meters of Palestinian agricultural land. It is no wonder that 60% of the Palestinian people are living in poverty. The enormous damage the war in Iraq has taken place, its infrastructure and institutions, is the result of this unjust war. The consequences of a war that was not sanctioned by the international community. The architects of the war must therefore pay for the reconstruction of Iraq. They must not be allowed to put the cost on the impoverished people of Iraq. My friends, what has emerged from this demonstration that started last year and today is that it has created this unity and solidarity. It has forged this immense concern between all sections of our community. It has welded our country together, cutting across religion, class and racial barriers. This bringing together the cross-section of the community is unprecedented. We need to build on this alliance, the alliance that stands for truth and justice. There are many other cases which we should not forget, which has come out of this aggression of Afghanistan and Iraq. The detainees in Guantanamo Bay, who are locked in 6x8 cages. The only crime they seem to have committed so far is that they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Every convention that we could think of is being breached. There is no concept of international legality. And this is something which we have to stand on and work to it to ensure that we are not next on the list. My friends, finally, let me salute the tremendous work of the NAB, our affiliates, the Muslim Association of Britain, who have worked so closely with the Stop the War Coalition. We need to give our fullest support to them because they stand for truth and justice. And as long as we do that, we can be sure that the divine help from Almighty Allah will be with us. Thank you.